You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We know how difficult it can be for some blind and partially sighted people to get that first run on the career ladder or come back to work after a break. Well, one way that the RNIB is helping visually impaired people to take that first step into employment or return to work is through the RNIB See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme. These are paid placements for a fixed term of 12 weeks and are generally for 14 hours per week. I'm delighted to say that joining me now here on RNIB Connect Radio to tell me all about the RNIB See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme and what it is like taking up one of the placements is Brian Murray, who is currently on placement as an RNIB Community Social Action Assistant. And I'm also joined by Elaine Manson, RNIB Northern Ireland Community Social Action Manager, who is currently supporting Brian on his placement. Elaine and Brian, it's great to have you both with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Toby, thanks for inviting us. We're looking forward to the session.
Toby, thanks for inviting me. Hope I can help you anyway.
So firstly, Brian, do tell me why you wanted to apply for one of the RNIB See Work Differently Work placements.
Well, I was volunteering for a few years and I was always wanting the placements for the RNIB because over the years, I've helped many blind, partially sighted people come out of it. You know, I think sight loss, sometimes it can be a lonely place. And this placement gave me the opportunity to get sort of an official side. But I know volunteers is very important to the organisation. But I just wanted an official sort of take on it.
And it's great to have that opportunity to get a placement and also, I suppose, to, you know, in a way, show potential employers what you can do and get them to see beyond your sight loss.
Exactly. I think employers sort of say, he's blind, what can he do? You know, but there's loads of things that we can do with technology and all now that we're nearly, sometimes we're better at it than sighted people.
Brian, do give me a little bit of a rundown on what you've been getting involved in so far here at the RNIB on your See Work Differently Work placement and what you've gained so far as well.
I've been getting myself involved in councils, leisure centres, community groups, been organising boccia and tandem cycling, gardening projects, where we build bird nests and feeders and stuff and plant stuff. Garlic bulbs and all, it's great. We all really love doing it. I'm trying to get a walking club organized too. It's just somewhere they meet up. Normally at them events, we have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. That's a great way of getting the people to come out and do something.
What have you gained from it all so far then?
Well, I gained the experience of talking to these organisations and giving me more confidence. And I love seeing the expressions of the ones that's doing it, you know, when they're really happy.
Elaine, how have you been supporting Brian during his work placement here at the RNIB so far?
Yes, Toby. So as Brian said, he has been volunteering for a number of years within my team, formerly Community Connection and now Community Social Action. So it was great because Brian was able to hit the ground running, as it were. We were kind of missing a staff member to cover that whole northwest of Northern Ireland area. And that's where Brian was volunteering and where Brian lives. So he was the perfect candidate for the placement. And he had all those links and all those relationships already built. So it's actually been quite easy, and it's been great to have Brian join our weekly team meetings, and he contributes into those, and you can see actually his confidence growing. He's had great support just before the placement from our employment team as well, in terms of the whole application process and the interview process. So, you know, we have gained a valuable asset in that area where we needed one, and I think Brian is really benefiting as well, as you've heard.
And what does Brian and other people on the work placement scheme bring to the RNIB? And what do you think, you know, sort of the RNIB gains from having them on work placements?
Brian obviously brings all the knowledge from the area, all the relationships that have already been formed, but also he brings that aspect of lived experience of sight loss with him. So he can really empathise and and work well with our service users in those areas. He knows what they're going through. He's been through that himself. So he is very, very supportive. So that's what he is bringing to the role, I suppose. And to our NIB, again, it's just to have that person on the ground with that level of knowledge and the lived experience of sight loss, because everything we do is built from that lived experience, because they're obviously the people who can explain their experience best. And Brian's also going to be working with my team. So my team also works with organisations to try to educate them, I suppose, of the issues around sight loss, how to make their services more accessible to people with sight loss. So Brian is going to do that bit of training with my team, and he is going to co-present with another team member. Those sessions are called Awareness to Action, where he'll talk about sight loss, talk about his experience of sight loss and how that organisation can improve its services to be more accessible.
At the moment, the RNIB See Work Differently work placements are running here at the RNIB, but there are plans for other organisations and employers to get involved in the scheme. What do you think an employer would gain from having a visually impaired person like Brian join them on a work placement scheme?
The point of this is as well that blind and partially sighted people can do everything that sighted people can. They might just need some adjustments and adaptations. So they will get the knowledge and skills of that person, and they will also gain from the inclusive work environment, where they will have that knowledge of how to make their service, their equipment, etc., more accessible to blind and partially sighted people. So that's something we say, that blind and partially sighted people can do everything a sighted person can, just with a few tweaks along the way, and that's what they'll gain.
And finally, what would you both say to encourage other blind and partially sighted people to apply for one of the RNIB See Work Differently work placements? And Brian, what would you say?
I would say go for it, because I got IT training and all. I've got a couple of certificates for IT, Real World, Excel, and, you know, across the whole Microsoft systems. And I got all the help. Give me more confidence. I actually love it.
And Elaine, what would you say?
I would say, if you are nervous about it, talk to us first. Our employment team, so pre-placement, our employment team do an enormous amount of work and provide an enormous amount of support for potential placement candidates in terms of all the IT involved and new systems. And as I said previously, the application process, the interview process, they'll coach the whole way along. And what you'll get out of it is those new skills, as Brian has just mentioned, and you will get to experience a workplace environment again, possibly in Brian's case, it's many, many years. So it's definitely a really solid first step into the world of employment again.
Well, you'll find out more about the RNIB See Work Differently work placement schemes by visiting the RNIB website, rnib.org.uk, and future placements will be posted up on the recruitment pages. You can obviously call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 if you're looking for support around employment. Well, thank you very much indeed, Elaine and Brian, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me all about the RNIB See Work Differently work placement scheme.
Thank you, Toby, for inviting us.
Thank you, Toby, for inviting us.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.